And there was dirt on Daddy's clothes from putting that bacon on Mama's stove. Dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know.
ABC News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. You're listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5:01.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden calling for more wide-ranging reforms for the U.S. Supreme Court. He says presidents should be able to appoint a new justice every 2 years, and he wants justices' term limited to 18 years on the high court. He's also calling for a code of ethics. A 4.9 magnitude earthquake shakes Southern California.
I thought that there was a truck going by, a semi-truck, because it kind of shakes the store a little bit, but it wasn't. I was looking out the window, and then all of a sudden, the bottles just started shaking really bad.
She works at a store near the epicenter in Barstow. Former President Trump says he'll give the FBI a victim's interview as it looks into the attempted assassination at a Pennsylvania rally. The U.S. men's gymnastics team won Olympic bronze in Paris today. It was their first Olympic medal since 2008. Women's team star Simone Biles competes in all four events of Tuesday's finals after injuring her calf during a warm-up Sunday. This is ABC News. There's a new blood test to screen for colon cancer. Here's ABC's Derek Dennis.
The FDA has approved a new blood test called SHIELD to screen for colon cancer. The test is already on the market after being initially approved for people ages 45 and older with an average risk of colon cancer. Now this new FDA approval makes the test more widely available and more eligible for insurance coverage. Still, colonoscopies remain the gold standard when screening for colorectal cancer, but researchers say a blood test will be more convenient. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
We may not be loving Mickey D's as much as we have in the past. McDonald's says same store sales fell for the first time in 4 years. Customers who are worried about inflation may be opting not to eat out as much as they used to. There's a heat wave in Paris where the Olympic Games are in full swing, and Uber says it's going to slash prices by 50% for tourists, athletes, and residents. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. A chance of isolated showers tonight. They'll be ending early, then partly cloudy and patchy fog with a low of 65. Partly sunny and quite warm tomorrow. Slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 87. And maybe a shower early tomorrow night, then partly cloudy with a low of 66. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's mostly cloudy, and our current temperature is 84 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. It was a great first day for the 2024 Walk with Grace radio auction. Bo Hendricks has the totals for day one.
In our first segment, we had TriStar Mulch's 3 yards of mulch. The winning bid was $200, and that went to bidder 380. After that, it was Molly B. with her 2 tickets to the December 7th show at the Reedsburg Cal Center. That went to bidder 350 for $80. Greg and Judy Alvin donated 2 dozen donuts to Oakwood Fruit Farm. That went for $35 to bidder 275. The Heartland Christmas Trees, a Christmas tree package, went for $110 to bidder $290. In our second segment, it was Dennis Pecan's 1 pint of maple syrup. That went to bidder $125 for $60. Troxel Farms 4 passes to the Elusive Escape Rooms in Wisconsin Dells. That was $90 to bidder $390. After that, the Phoenix Center, their package, a 2-hour bowling gift certificate, pizza, and 2 pitchers of soda. That went for $50 to bidder $405. And a $50 gift certificate to Mr. G's went for $50 to bidder $330. On to hour number 2. In hour number 2, for the first segment, Freya's Salon, their package went for $40 to bidder $180. Nate's Downtown gift certificate went for $25 to bidder $250. The Shoebox gift certificate, that sold for $60 to bidder $295. And Pratt Funeral Service donating that Milwaukee Bucks package of swag, a lot of great items in there. That went to bidder $235 for $65. In the next segment in this morning, it was Napa Auto Parts, that semi-tractor trailer race transport donation, the replica, went for $35 to bidder $420. The Bell Arts Studio donation of the originally designed hand scroll sawed by Gary Schwartz, that Birch Eagle, went for $100 to bidder $110. And the Mars Jelenic Pie, that went for $60 to bidder $350. The You Matter Yoga, that jumped up at the end. That the 3 private yoga sessions went for $50 to bidder $430. And on to our big items. Hour one, our big item was the 4 tickets to the August 11th Brewer home game against Cincinnati Reds. That sold for $145 to bidder $365. And hour two's big item, the Randy Olson Trucking 16 yards of gravel, that went for $350 to bidder $175. So day one, our total is $1,605 raised.
Day two will begin tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock following the morning show. Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing back on the suggestion that President Biden was pushed aside by big donors and party elites.
Every rally I went to, the 4th of July parades that I attended, just average people were coming up, and they so respect the work that Joe Biden has done. But they were conveying to me that they appreciate his work, and they asked him to step aside.
Baldwin is rejecting calls for President Biden to resign. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Biden is capable of finishing out his term.
You have full faith in the president's ability, his mental acuity, as we sit here today to lead the nation.
I think the administration and Biden is perfectly capable of finishing out the term.
The president himself.
The president himself.
Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. You're likely hearing more about Project 2025. It's a sweeping far-right plan which calls for everything from replacing civil servants with political appointees to dismantling the Department of Education. David Nevins publishes The Fulcrum, which is analyzing Project 2025.
The cross-partisan approach that we believe in is In some cases, the federal government can do certain things more effectively, in some cases, not as effectively. And that's the discussion we need to have as a nation.
Critics of the far-right Project 2025 say it would turn back rights gained by many Americans over the past several decades. Nevin says Project 2025 goes against what America stands for.
The reality of America is that we are a diverse country in terms of racial, ethnic, sexual preferences, religion. That is the reality. And if we're going to live into the pluralistic dream of our founding fathers and mothers, we have to learn to make that work.
Project 2025 also proposes slashing federal money for renewable energy and prioritizing fossil fuel production. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says Republicans need to listen to themselves as they criticize Vice President Kamala Harris and support former President Donald Trump. A number of Republicans are calling Harris a diversity hire. Crowley says he's excited to back Harris and that he hopes her entrance as a replacement for President Biden will invigorate Democrats to vote in November. The seven-day aviation event that makes Oshkosh the busiest airport in the world looks to break records again this year. EAA officials say 94 countries were represented this year, breaking last year's record of 93. A record number, 861 exhibitors were on the grounds of Air Venture. While official attendance numbers aren't known just yet, organizers say preliminary numbers look similar to last year's record-breaking attendance of 677,000. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters and trappers that the deadline to apply for a bobcat or fisher permit is this Thursday. The DNR regulates the harvest of bobcat and fisher through a permitting system. To receive a permit for one of these species, a hunter or trapper must submit an application and be selected as a winner. Hunters and trappers can submit an application through the Go Wild license portal or in person at a licensed sales location. The application fee for a bobcat permit is $6, and the application fee for a fisher permit is $3. The drawing will occur in mid-August, and successful applicants will be notified through their Go Wild account. Winners must also purchase and possess the appropriate license before going into the field. In addition to applying for entry into the drawing, applicants can apply for a preference point only. Any applicant not selected during this year's drawing will be awarded a preference point toward future drawings. Applicants who do not apply for either a preference point or a permit at least once during any three consecutive years will lose all previously accumulated preference points. All first-time trappers must complete an approved trapper education course unless trapping under the Youth Supervised Option, Mentored Trapping Program, or other exemptions. This comprehensive course, taught by experienced trappers, teaches basic trapping skills, including legal methods, regulations, safety, and ethics. The DNR offers programs for beginners, such as the Women's Trap Camp and the Youth Trap Camp, to help trappers get started in a safe and supportive atmosphere. More information is available on the DNR's Trapper Education webpage. Anyone born on or after January 1, 1973 must have a hunter education certification to purchase a hunting license unless hunting under the mentored hunting law. Learn more about safe hunting in Wisconsin and register for a hunter education course on the DNR Safety Education webpage. To learn more about the fisher and bobcat seasons, visit the DNR hunting and trapping webpages. The 2024 Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grants are open to applicants until 11:59, Monday night, September 9th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will award a total of up to $200,000 in Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grant funding in 2024. Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin is a competitive grant program designed to strengthen Wisconsin's agriculture and food industries by helping farms and businesses more efficiently process, market, and distribute locally grown food products. The grants provide consumers with access to more Wisconsin-grown food products, including organic vegetables, hops varieties, hazelnut products, locally grown grain, and other value-added products. Qualified applicants include individuals, groups, or businesses involved in Wisconsin production agriculture, food processing, food distribution, food warehousing, retail food establishments, or agricultural tourism operations. Funded projects must report on increased local food sales, created and retained jobs, and new investments. Projects can receive grant funds for up to 3 years. Grant requests must be between $5,000 and $50,000. Eligible project expenses include compensation for personnel, consultant services, materials, and supplies. Projects must show a one-to-one match of cash or in-kind support accounting for at least 50% of the total project budget. DADCAP will use a competitive review process to select the most qualified projects. Selected project contracts and work may begin in November 2024. Grant information and application materials are available on the DADCAP website. DATCAP staff will hold an informational webinar via Zoom from noon to 1 Tuesday, August 6th to discuss creating a successful proposal with time allotted for questions. Participants can register to attend the webinar and to receive a link to the recording. For more information, contact DATCAP at DATCPDADGrants@wisconsin.gov.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Marcia L. Marty, 57 of Madison and formerly of Spring Green, died Tuesday at SSM Health St. Mary's Care Center following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church from 4 to 6 Tuesday and again Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11:30. The family requests that, in lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family of Marcia L. Marty, 57 of Madison and formerly of Spring Green. James F. Jim Patch, 84 of Richland Center, died Tuesday following a brief illness at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial immediately following in the Fancy Creek Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday from 5 to 8. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials to either Passages or Grace, both in Richland Center. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for James F. Jim Patch, 84 of Richland Center.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights only $20.99 and mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, most of the rain activity throughout the afternoon stayed off to the east of our area from around Madison over to Milwaukee up to Green Bay, with a steadier band of showers and storms as well from Eau Claire over toward Merrill and Wausau, stretching up into northeast Wisconsin. We still could see a stray shower around here this evening, but in general, just kind of muggy and mild with some patchy fog throughout the night. Tomorrow looks like another steamy day, and then we'll have at least a small chance chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon as a weak front tries to move in from the northwest, so we'll keep an eye on that. We do think there'll be a more widespread period of thunderstorms coming through the region Wednesday night and Thursday, with a stronger system swirling across the Midwest, interacting with that warm and humid air. Some of that rainfall could be fairly heavy, with like a half inch to an inch. And behind that, finally, we might get a day or two of slightly less humidity and dry conditions toward Friday and Saturday. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Just a chance of an isolated shower early, otherwise partly cloudy with patchy fog. Temperatures cooling down through the 70s in the evening, 65 degrees overnight with light winds. Tomorrow, partly sunny and rather warm. Slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high up to 87. Wind south to southwest at 5 to 10. Tuesday night, maybe a shower early, then partly cloudy, low 66. Wednesday, partly cloudy, very warm and humid, highs in the upper 80s, 40% chance of thunderstorms overnight. Thursday, some rain and storms likely off and on, especially in the morning, getting less numerous for the afternoon. High temperature reaching the middle 80s. Friday, partly cloudy, turning less humid later. Lows in the 60s with highs in the middle 80s. Sunshine for Saturday, high 85, and Sunday partly sunny, small chance of a shower, high about 84 degrees. Hope you have a nice evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 84 degrees after a daytime high of 85 and a morning low of 68. Yesterday's high was 81 and we received 7/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1916 is 101 degrees with a record low of 44 set back in 1965. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 67. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:27 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:49. Our winds are out of the northwest at 3 to 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.81. Our relative humidity is at 51%, and we have received 22/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 84 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Brewers were able to salvage the final game of a three-game series against the Miami Marlins yesterday by a score of 6-2. Jake Bowers powered the offense with a home run and a triple. Jackson Churio, also went deep. Jacob Junis got the pitching victory with two scoreless innings of work, and reliever Devin Williams returned from 4 months on the injured list to hold the Marlins scoreless in the ninth. Right-hander Colin Ray starts the first game of a home series against the Braves tonight, and the first pitch for that contest from American Family Field will be at 6:35. Or actually 7:10, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame starts at 6:35. All those stories about the Bucks trading veteran center Brook Lopez are just rumors and speculation. General Manager John Horst says that the Milwaukee front office has zero intentions of trading the center. Reporter Eric Nem of The Athletic quotes Horst, Lopez is 36 36 years old and has been a member of the team for the last six seasons, averaging 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 2.2 blocked shots per game. His three-point shooting adds a dimension to the team's offense, and he has been honored for his defense. The Wisconsin football program has earned a commitment from a highly sought quarterback prospect for the recruiting class of 2026. Jaron Mock of Ohio made the announcement Saturday. He was in Madison during the massive recruiting weekend and signed up before flying home. He had 5 offers on the table at the time. The Badgers are also said to be one of the favorites to land offensive line prospect Benjamin Novak of Indiana. He too would be a member of the 2026 class.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Wisconsin's first season with Air Raid disciple Phil Longo as offensive coordinator didn't work out quite according to plan. The Badgers went 7-6 and posted their lowest scoring average in nearly two decades. The Badgers are optimistic about matching the success that Longo had in previous stops now that they've had a year to adapt to his fast-paced system. Longo joins Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell's staff last season after coaching NFL quarterback Sam Howell and Drake May at North Carolina. Aaron Rodgers was downright ticked off. The New York Jets quarterback took the snap, started to drop back, and ended up sprawled on the grass after one of his offensive linemen stepped on his feet. Rodgers shouted he wasn't hurt, but he was angry. Yesterday was the first practice in full pads, and the Jets' offense was sloppy. Tight end Tyler Conklin acknowledged it was a little frustrating, but said the offense can learn from days like that. Center Joe Tippmann has been struggling with some of his shotgun snaps, something coach Robert Saleh says needs to be fixed. And the NFL has suspended Houston Texans defensive lineman DeNico Autry for the first six games of the regular season for violating the league's policy on performance enhancers. Autry denied he knowingly ingested a banned substance, but said he would accept the suspension. Autry is allowed to participate in preseason practices and games. His first regular season availability will be October 20th at Green Bay. Autry apologized to the Texans organization, his teammates, and fans for any distraction. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Corn was mixed Monday. Soybeans, cattle, and hogs finished lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were lower. Hot, dry weather is an issue in some areas, but conditions in other parts of the region do look more favorable generally. Most of the Midwest and Plains should see a milder pattern by late next week. August beans were down 22 and 3 quarters at 10.54 and 3 quarters. September was 12 lower at 10.30. August bean meal was up $2.20 at 3.55.50. August soybean oil was down 82 points at 42.84. Corn was mostly modestly higher on spread trade and oversold signals. It's monitoring the weather, expecting stress in some areas to be mostly canceled out by better conditions in other areas. Feed, fuel, and export demand continue to be solid. September corn was up 1 3/4 at 3.96 1/4. December was 2 1/4 higher at 4.12 1/4. And wheat was supported by short covering and technical buying. That hot, dry pattern in the northern and western U.S. plains is causing at least some stress to the U.S. spring wheat crop. The recent drop in prices made U.S. soft red winter more competitive on the export market. September Chicago was up 7.5 at 5.31. September Kansas City was 8 higher at 5.53 1/2. September Minneapolis wheat was up 3 at 5.91 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower ahead of this week's direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. August live was down $1.60 at $186.97. October was $1.75 lower at $186.80. August feeders were down $3.27 at $256.42. September was $3.52 lower at $256.07. And on technical selling, August hogs were down $2.02 at $91.45. October lean was $3.37 lower at $74.82. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, but lower in Texas. Bids and asking prices weren't established. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until the back half of the week. Boxed beef closed higher and sharply higher with good demand for solid offerings. Choice up $1.04 at $314.81. Select closed 406 higher at 301.52. Cash hogs into the day higher. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up $1.94 with a weighted average of 84.07. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, or the Western Corn Belt, but a weighted average of 84.40. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed higher, up $1.61 at $106.78. Bellies were sharply higher. Loins, butts, picnics, and ribs were also higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, up 29,000 on the week and up about 5,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. There were slight changes to USDA's national corn and soybean condition ratings over the past week. That followed another mixed week of weather in major U.S. growing areas. As of Sunday, 68% of U.S. corn is good to excellent, up 1% on the week. 67% of U.S. soybeans are in good to excellent shape, down 1%, with 77% of the crop blooming. More news is next.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corntraits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Farmers trying to control weeds through a wet first half of the growing season have faced several dilemmas. University of Minnesota Extension crops educator Dave Nicolai says weed emergence and growth have been unpredictable.
Giant ragweed typically is really early emerger and it was done, but it seemed to carry on and we had giant ragweed even, you know, later into the spring. Water hemp is always a perennial problem.
A crop researcher at the University of Illinois says there are several ways farmers can maintain soybean yields without breaking the budget in today's tight margin environment. Dr. Connor Seibel says utilizing equipment properly is a big step.
We always think about planters and good uniform spacing for corn, and I don't know how much we translate that over to soybean. And then on the back end of the season, check those combine settings. Make sure you capture as much of it as you can.
And John Deere officials say a reduction in product demand and increased operational costs are two of the biggest factors behind recent layoffs. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Building up pork demand. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. During this summer's World Pork Expo, National Pork Board Assistant Vice President for Consumer Marketing, Jose De Jesus, said Hispanic consumers are a key demographic for pork. He tells Brownfield a lot of NPB's marketing efforts are focused on engagement and building a strong relationship. More after this.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Brownfield Field has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brown Field's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brown Field's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Pork Board Vice President for Consumer Marketing Jose DeJesus spoke to Brownfield during the 2024 World Pork Expo about efforts to grow domestic pork demand.
One of the key demographics is the Hispanic consumer. We know that the Hispanic consumer has a tremendous affinity for our product. We know that pork is relevant to those consumers. And so when you think about what we often call the best consumers, they certainly fill that bill. So it's an important market for us. We've been blessed because our producer have invested a lot of resources for us to get to know them better and build that trust with consumers, so specifically around research. So this is a demographic that you can win over their hearts and minds if you get to know them personally rather than being very transactional with them. So we have had a lot of success there and continue to do that thanks to the investment that our producers are making there. But the Hispanic consumer, they love our product. You know, it's very relevant to them, and we don't take that for granted. We continue to build that relationship with them. And a lot of our marketing efforts towards that group, particularly in the digital space, is really to engage them, build that relationship, and so that we can cater some of the key messages that are important so that we can continue to drive long-term demand.
He tells Brownfield, Chekhov-funded research is helping to identify recipes that resonate in Hispanic culture.
We try to tie it back to some important moment in the culture. Like, for example, when you are at a Hispanic gathering, there's a lot of people go attending, and there's a lot of things around, say, a quinceañera or a sweet 16 or a birthday or something like that, and pork is always at the table. So really this is about engaging and making sure that pork is always at the table during this important times. And so, you know, we just have great partners that help us understand this consumer. The research allows us to do that, to understand, you know, what is it that this consumer wants to hear from us. And a lot of it really leads down to, you know, not just from a culture perspective, but we know that taste and flavor is a big driver for them. So we focus on a lot of that messaging because we know that, you know, taste and flavor is the number one attribute in terms of why people buy the product. So we focus there. We also try to localize it for them from a cultural nuance so that we're hitting those key nerves, if you will, to be able to build that relationship.
That's Jose DeJesus with the National Pork Board. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
And good evening, everyone. I'm Tim Thied. I'm going to be here till 8 o'clock tonight bringing you some great music and information for your entertainment. I hope you're having a great Monday evening. Start of the work week, kind of a bummer. Right now, the Wurtz floor and home temperature gauge is at 83 degrees, and the winds are kind of picking up a bit out there. I checked things out. Clouds are getting out there. We're kind of getting a little darker out there, so I just checked out. I would check out the weather.gov to see what's up, and there is some storms that are going to be coming through. They're not severe storms. These are just strong storms, so that's why there's no EAS alerts out or anything, but just I thought I'd give you a heads up. That way you're prepared and you can get inside so you don't get rained on or whatever. But anyways, the National Weather Service says that there are strong thunderstorms that will impact part of southwest Wisconsin through 6 o'clock this evening. That's because at 5:15, a Doppler radar was tracking a few strong thunderstorms along a line extending from Waniwok near Viroqua to 7 miles southeast of Stoddard, moving south at 30 miles per hour. Those are producing lightning and gusting winds, and the winds are up to 25 to 40 miles per hour. Locations that could get these strong storms, remember, strong storms, not severe storms, is Richland Center, Viroqua, Germantown, Rockbridge, Viola, Ithaca, Soldiers Grove, Sylvan, Liberty, Gays Mills, Reedstown, Casanova, Mount Sterling, Boaz, Ross, Yuba, Highway 80 and County Double C, and Woodstock, as well as Gillingham and Bloom City. And this is actually in for part of Vernon County as well. So, as you notice, there was some Vernon County communities there as well, and Crawford County. Richland, Vernon, and Crawford. So around in this area, and also Sauk County can expect some storms too. Pretty much the same deal, and communities that may be affected from that include Reedsburg, Lavelle, Rock Springs, Loganville, Ironton, and Lime Ridge. So strong storms coming through the area. At least they're not severe, so but we'll keep you informed right here on WRCO if something does come up where they intensify and you need to seek cover. But probably wouldn't hurt now because we may be getting some rain and possibly some lightning and some winds, so that way you're prepared. Also, the Walk with Grace radio auction was pretty good for the first day. It was kind of a great success. Got $1,600 raised for Grace. And that auction will be continuing tomorrow and going through Friday from 10 till noon each day. And you can see what items are up for bid on our Facebook page. That's the WRCO radio webpage, Facebook page. And you can see the items and the pictures of the items that are up for bid for the over the next few days until the end of the week. You can also find them on WRCO.com, a list of them. And if you haven't signed up yet and you're interested in bidding the rest of this week, you can sign up for a bidder number. All you have to do is call us here at the station at 608-647-2111 during the week of the auction, and we'll be happy to assign you a number, and we will need to get your name, phone number, and then we'll give you your bidder's number. And one more thing I want to pass along, from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a phone flash wallet on the roadside by the dog park near the industrial park. If you feel this is your flash wallet, give a call to 608-647-6484. Coming up next, we have Josh Turner with All About You.
It's all about you. Yeah, it's all about you. Heading out or hanging in, movie on the couch or a hillbilly band, girl, it's all about you. Yeah, it's all about you. Don't care what we do, what we talk, girl, I'm just freaking digging living in your world. You got the heart I gotta get next to.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Today on your next full synthetic oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $10 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Our professional parts people can recommend the oil change supplies you need at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
For years, you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
100.9 WRCO. I couldn't make you jealous if I tried. You couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes. The truth is, I don't even care if you're lying in this bed. We might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't yet.
No.
caviar. There's a passion deep inside her. For way too long